Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to what I would say is the scariest haunted house episode we're going to ever do on the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. That's my opinion. I don't know about yours, but
we'll see.
I will stand by that forever. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bat, and we are joined by...
by Alex.
All right.
My voice kind of cut out there. Sorry about that.
So we went to Oasis Family Farm during the day, mm-hmm. and Oasis Island of Terror at night.
We did. Not necessarily in that order.
No.
But that's how you guys are going to hear about it.
Yeah. So we did go to Oasis Island of Terror at night. And then 2 days later,
yeah,
we went back for their family fun pumpkin picking.
Yes.
And it's in Robbinsville, New Jersey.
Right.
And if you're not familiar with where Robbinsville is, it's about 15 minutes from Jackson, New Jersey, Six Flags Great Adventure.
Yeah, I'd say like 15 minutes, what, north? More north.
More north.
Yeah.
I would say so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Six Flags.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson, New Jersey.
Yes. But we went there, and my goodness, terrifying.
Okay. So this place, it's one of those places you go to, and, like, it's so, like, homey feeling. Like, you go in, and there's actually really good, I don't want to say animatronics, but prop type things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of in mm-hmm. the area where you can, there's food and stuff like that you can eat. And you're like, all right, so this is, everything's so like neat and pretty and like perfectly kept.
Yeah.
Well put together.
They definitely upkeep things like,
yeah,
and just
very clean.
Safely, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's gravel on the floor, but they have like, not, what is it? Not,
it's like mesh?
Kind yeah, of like it? A mesh thing over the gravel and rock. So you.
Sorry, we don't know the proper term.
Yeah.
But go and you'll see.
Yeah.
But then you actually go, so your guard's kind of like down. Because mm-hmm. you're like, all right, it's like a family farm. Like, how scary could it be?
And it really is a family farm.
Like,
it really
legitimately,
is. Like,
it's family owned and ran.
Yeah. So Frank is one of the main, I guess, people who run the
yeah.
farm and the haunt. And
right.
he's one of the top guys there, but he also has a lot of his family and maybe most of all of his family working there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so nice. From the box office to the store to his brother.
Yes, doing the music.
Yes.
The which we'll talk about all that.
Yeah, we'll talk all that. But yeah, it's just, you could tell it's like mothers and daughters and brothers and just everyone in the
yeah,
family is
yeah.
involved in this. And it's
pretty
so nice
sure
to see.
The grandfather or father
yeah.
is there.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
an older
yeah.
gentleman who is the sweetest little freaking man. But that's the thing. It's like, oh, how scary could this be?
Yeah.
Then you get in it.
All right. So let's start with the pumpkin picking
okay.
first.
Okay. Yes.
And we'll kind of just go that way,
we'll
even
act
though that's
like it
out
was
of
one
our
straight
order.
Day, yeah.
But yeah, but you can do a straight day there.
Yeah.
And go during day and do the pumpkin picking, and they have animals to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they have obviously pumpkins.
And they have this whole big play area where there's like a pirate ship slide and a zip line.
A legit zip line
for like younger kids, although I did it.
Yeah, you did do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's for young kids.
And it's perfect. They had all like games that you could play. It was just to play for fun. It was like a basketball, like you would see at a carnival type of thing, but it looks like it was homemade in
mm-hmm.
a great way.
Yes. Like, and they had a football, the tire
yes,
to throw football
yes.
through. And they had, actually, I'd never seen this before, but it was wiffle balls.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on, how would you describe what it was like on?
So it is almost set up like the tires.
Yeah.
But instead of tires, it's like, not milk crates, but something that looks like a crate.
Mm-hmm.
And they drill or whatever, make a hole at the bottom a little bit bigger than the wiffle ball.
Yeah.
So you have to throw them in and they're different distances away.
Yeah.
So like three different.
Yeah. So they drill these like bin cartons into wood planks. And there's, which I think there were two in the front, three in the middle, two in the back.
Social media will post a little snip of it.
Yes. And you have to toss these wiffle balls into the bins. I gotta say, this whole area, I definitely had more fun than
me too.
Our girls.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. I had more fun than I realized I would. Because usually we go like, all right, kids, go ahead. It's for them, you know. But we were like, oh, look, basketball, you want to go? Oh, football,
you want to go?
And they also had like the little cars that you sit in. When I was a kid, it was just red with yellow. But like now they have all different colors.
It's like the Flintstone cars.
Flintstone car, yeah. You go in and go with your feet.
For the kids,
They had those and it's like a little track you can go around. It was cute. It really was cute.
And then they had like swings to go on and like a big spider web to climb on.
Yes, yes.
And then they had other bicycles, bigger bicycles to ride around the track.
Yeah.
And all of this is included in admission.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we were there for a while and we would have been there longer if it was up to our girls.
Yes.
But we were like, all right, girls, you do have to eat. So let's go get food.
Yeah. And then they also had like a walkthrough trail.
Yeah, it was like, and again, everything's kind of like homemade,
mm-hmm.
that they did it themselves. And it's so interesting. And it was another thing. I'm like, oh man, I wish we did do this first. I would have liked to ask him, what did you use? I'm like, is it paper mache? But no, wouldn't that fall apart in the rain? And that's, I was funny, just very curious about it. But
yeah, so I'm sorry, quick. That was the Little Monster Kids Trail.
Yeah. So it's almost like not a corn maze, because it wasn't through corn. It was just kind of like through the farm sort of. And you go through and there's like different little scenes. And there was different photo ops. The kids put their heads through it. One was like a spider web looking thing. It looked like their head was a spider.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cute.
And another thing that was totally made for us at this farm is all the Disney theme they had.
Oh my goodness. Wait.
Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting.
So every night when our girls go to sleep, I put on Fantasmic, Happily Ever After, and a show from Disneyland Forever. It's a fireworks show that they used to have. We saw when we were there, but I just like it. But it's always Disney. And mm-hmm. every once in a while during the day, I will put on the Halloween parade because the girls love it. And what track was playing when we were walking around? The Boo to You parade track.
Yes.
And I was jamming, singing every single word. And then they also had, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, which the girls love.
Mm-hmm. And did you see also on the other side of the farm, like in the free parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is what we should have led with, because it's the best thing.
But they had all the firewood. You see the pile of firewood?
At the other end, yes.
Yes. And apparently sell that as well. You could buy firewood there.
Good to know.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, hey, it's legal out in Jersey to have fire pits, so you need firewood.
And fireplaces.
Yes, and fireplaces.
I'm sure those are legal other places, but I'm just saying you could use it for your fireplace.
Mm-hmm. And then we went into the store, mm-hmm. and we spoke with
Gracie, which I wish I would have said it to her, and I regret it, but the kids were kind of, I was afraid they were going to try to grab everything, so I was distracted. But how perfect, everything's Disney themed, and her name's Gracie,
yep.
like Haunted Mansion, Gracie Manor.
Uh-huh.
So she is perfect. Keep her right there forever.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with that, that's the guy who owns and runs Haunted Mansion in Disney.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's his mansion.
Uh-huh. And in the store, we got some apple cider donuts.
Oh, my goodness. I've been... Okay. So we got some, and of course, girls actually ate, I want to say one each.
Maybe more.
They wanted more, and I'm like,
they ate more than one each.
And they have sugar, don't get me wrong, but they're two. Like, they don't eat that much. You know, how much sugar can they really consume? I'm like, all right, girls, like, maybe... They loved them. And so did I. And I'm trying to savor every last. We still have one or two left. And I'm like, all right, you can have a quarter of it.
Right.
I'm hiding them from the girls because I want them.
And we got them. They were so fresh and just
warm, made.
And
oh my gosh.
They were so good.
Delicious. So they are homemade there, just like everything else that you'll see pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And now we did go on Monday, which I think on weekends they have like a wagon ride, was it a hay ride?
Yes.
And they had a lot of other, food trucks.
Yeah.
That may have been open on weekends.
It is.
Okay.
Because when we were speaking to Nicole, which we'll get into because it was at night, she actually said that everybody gets the drink that we got during the day because it's 90 degrees.
Yes, when, yes. Fall, you're right, yes.
Cold at night and hot during the day. Okay, so they sell. I'm just going to say it now. They sell for not much money either, a apple cider slushy.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that's so smart, because it is true. Whenever we go to like a pumpkin patch or whatever it is during the fall, we're sweating. I'll wear like a hoodie and I'm like, why didn't I wear shorts? Like, I'm dying. Yeah. I mean, you always wear shorts. So it's perfect. It's like, nobody during the day wants hot apple cider. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to say, I'm not a big slushy guy.
Mm-hmm. This was good.
But it was very good.
It was. It was. Very good. It wasn't like too sugary.
Yeah. And it's weird. I'm not huge apple cider.
No, you're not. Guy neither. Funny, I was going to say that.
So it's funny. I'm not big in slushies, not big into apple cider.
Yeah.
But I drank my whole drink.
You did.
I drank it all.
You actually drank it quicker than I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, at that same food truck, they sell stuffed waffles. Which we didn't try this time, but I'm going to try in the future.
Oh, yeah.
But it has different, like,
toppings.
Apple and I want to say cherries. But I will post a picture of it so you could go to our social media and check it out.
Okay.
But it looked and smelled delicious. And they also had another food truck with, you know, the usual type of stuff. Water mm-hmm. and soda and all that, you know.
Yeah. And then also on the pumpkin patch, you can go and pick a pumpkin and bring it home, you know, whichever one you want, or multiple ones. How many you want to get? You can go and bring it to the store.
I liked also, pumpkins. Which I'm sure you noticed once I say it, I loved that they have two sections. One section of pumpkins that's, I say, small to medium pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then another section with all big pumpkins.
Yeah,
so you don't
have
to go looking like, oh, I want this size. Yes, like, where is the perfect pumpkin? You have the whole section there, and then you go right behind it to the big pumpkins and you can pick.
And I gotta say too, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
good. We've been to other pumpkin patch before, mm-hmm. and I feel like other ones, I've come across so many, like, I don't know how to explain it, but like...
like bad pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like they go, because they have another farm. I feel like it's mm-hmm. another, like, section of their farm.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
right.
Like down the road kind of thing. But I feel like they, let's just say, grow their pumpkins elsewhere themselves though, mm-hmm. and say, okay, these are the best ones. Let's bring them to
you
know.
Yep.
That's what I think they do. So, and the pumpkin patch. It. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Because, listen, I like going and, you know, but then you have to go through all, like, the vines and the weeds and try to find the perfect one. And like you said, some of them are destroyed. So this was great. It was like, that's the one I want. It's perfect. Boom.
Yeah. So speaking of our social media page, you have to post me hitting a basketball shot.
I will.
And throwing a football through the tire.
I will.
And hitting one of those wiffle balls right into the
crate bin. Yeah, I love how we recorded you doing that. But not me. And I got it before you did.
Well, it only took me one of each time to get all three.
One.
So I was like, boom, 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 done.
Actually, I almost want to say the basketball you did get in the first shot.
Yes. And the football throw was actually my second one.
Yeah. But the further one you got first.
I did.
Or the closer, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, no, the further one I got the first time.
Yeah, which, go figure.
Yeah. Good old editing on social media pages.
Yeah.
But the zip line was cool though. And
oh my goodness, so cool.
That was definitely a favorite of everyone there.
I was watching kids go on it, and I'm like, I want to go on it so bad. And I'm like, no. I was like, I don't know if there's like, I mean, I'm small, but I don't know if there's like a weight limit for age, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then I saw another mom go on it. I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going on it.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we put our daughters on it, but we were able to hold them as they were going.
Yes, you were able to go. It wasn't too high up. You were able to hold them and run with them, and their faces are lit up. And I actually have watched the video so many times, because the smile that they both have on, it's the cutest thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Leading to that, one thing else you want to talk about, the pumpkin patch?
It's very inexpensive to get in here.
Yeah.
You obviously pay for if you want food or if you want to buy a pumpkin or anything from the store. The store is so cute. It has, it's, you know, like little things you could put on your lawn, decorations. They actually had a little section of Christmas decorations, which I liked too.
And did you say they had mini pumpkins for a dollar?
They did, right outside. Yeah. They had little tiny mini ones.
I love them.
Those, when I was a kid, I would always want one. I would put it in my room.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. But it was a very cute store. But you pay for that stuff. But to get in and do the animals and the all those activities we just said, and walk the trails and...
Yep.
It's
what was it, $12 for kids and $8 for adults?
Yes, which also I was like, that is great.
Yeah.
That kids, I mean, I guess in a way, no, well, for us, it doesn't matter because it's the same, you know, ratio. But I love that because the kids are going to be the ones to enjoy everything.
Right. So the parents are paying less than the kids because they're doing less activities.
Exactly. You're just sitting there and like keeping them alive, pretty much. And, you know, so that I like that. I like that, you know, if you come as adults, like, let's say we didn't have kids and me and you went, we're not going to.
Exactly.
Well, actually, we probably would do all of that.
Yeah.
So maybe we should pay as a kid.
Right.
But yeah, I like that, though.
All right. So should we get into our nighttime festivities?
Another sunset.
Yeah. So Oasis, Island of Terror.
Yes.
And legitimately, for me, the scariest haunt I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It is.
I can agree with that.
It is. And I have to say, it is the most safest, but most uneasy feeling you are ever going to have in your life.
It's so crazy. So pretty much you feel like, and now we get this feeling a lot more recently, I guess the older we get, I don't know, or just the world, but you feel like someone who doesn't work there is in there. Like, that's how I feel the whole way walking through.
Yes.
Or like everyone you get to, you're like, is this person actually supposed to be here? Like,
yeah.
It's just, but I can't explain it, but you also know you're safe. It's weird.
Yeah. So they do have two walkthrough haunted attractions. Mm-hmm. One is The Woods Have Eyes, and one is Blackout. Yes. Terror Waits in the Darkness. And The Woods Have Eyes, I guess that's their like main-ish one, right?
I would say, it's longer.
Yes.
It's the longer one. So
it's legitimately through the woods.
Yes.
Like corn maze woods. And I'd say what? Like a good 35 minutes?
I mean, it depends on how fast and slow you walk.
Uh-huh. I would say anywhere from like a half hour to 40. I don't know. I'd say a half hour to 40 minutes.
And it's also not every single step of it, but it's interactive also.
Yes. Yes. And like, yes.
I feel like it's just interactive enough. You know, some you go to and they are like really on top of you. And then there's some you go to and they say it's interactive and it's like one spot. This is like a perfect little spread of.
Yeah. And this has what we love the most of Less is More.
Yes.
And they'll do their thing. They'll scare you and you're on your own for a bit in the woods.
Yes. And which then, is scarier because you're like, are they coming?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And it's you turn around, they're just standing in the distance staring at you. Oh, man, it's so good. It's so bad. It's so, not bad, it's so scary that it's good.
Yeah. And the audio, music.
Yeah.
And the lighting is one of the best combinations that I've ever seen in a haunt.
You can tell that work was put into it. It wasn't just, all right, this sounds spooky, we'll throw it there.
Mm-hmm.
Each step of the music might get louder, a certain part might play, which is so weird. I don't know. Maybe we walked at the perfect speed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then it would like fade to a different track as you went to like a different type of scene. It was
It was Disney-esque.
Yes.
And you go how from, it is at like...
From Fantasyland to Tomorrowland.
Yeah. Or even I was thinking like in Animal Kingdom.
Avatar.
Yeah, when you go into...
Pandora.
And it's just like... blends in and it just, I don't know, it
like
starts
you don't even
low
realize it.
Yes.
But then you do. Like it's weird. Well, we do.
Yeah. But. Yeah. And when they want the audio to be loud, it's loud. And when they want to be like subtle, it's subtle and just amazing.
Like there were dark parts of this.
Uh-huh.
And the music was loud. And I remember I was like freaking out because I'm like, my ears are very good and my eyes are very bad. So I can't see anything, but I also can't hear. And hearing's usually what gets me through things when I can't see. It freaks me out. And I don't know if you remember, it was the one... Well, okay, there's a lot of parts in this one.
Yeah.
But it was the one part... And I don't get scared easy in haunts. I really don't.
Right.
But it was the one part I was like, stop messing with me. Like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I made you walk first, which...
Yes. You don't really do often.
No.
You never really do.
No.
Yeah. And there is... So there's one scene, one part that I legitimately think is the scariest that... any haunt will ever have, ever. And I don't know, should I say what it is? Should I not? But
say it.
You go, so you're walking through the woods.
Yes.
And every, you know, so often you'll come across scare actors.
Right.
And, you know, whatever, paths to go through. And there's different facades also you'll walk up to.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And there's one that you walk up to and you can clearly tell what it is from the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
What you're walking into. And when you go into it, the audio is just so loud.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say what the facade is, but the audio, they'll know what I'm talking about, but it's like a cult.
Yes.
And man, this is the scariest thing I've ever walked through.
Yeah.
It is. It is. I'm telling you, from like the entrance to the facade until you leave it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, for me, it's the certain moments where you go through those tight areas,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just like, oh, you're going through a tight area and it's wood. You're going through this tight area and they added like,
yeah.
it's like fake grass or something.
I don't know
it's like really
what
long,
it is.
And so you can't avoid touching it. And I hate that. I don't like touching stuff that I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Which I would think most people don't enjoy mm-hmm. doing that, which is the point of why it's there,
right,
I'm sure.
Right.
But I feel like that's what freaked me out even more than anything else was I was like, I can't see it. I can't hear anything. And I have to touch the stuff. They really mess with all your senses, actually, yeah. now that I'm going through it.
And for me, I rate how scary a haunted house, a haunt attraction walkthrough is by how I would feel going through alone.
Yes.
You know, that's how I like separate myself.
I don't think
like,
I would want to.
I don't know if I can get myself to go through it.
One,
it's
for me,
crazy.
It's too long for me to go through. Not like in a good way,
mm-hmm.
but it's too long for me to go through by myself.
Right.
And we actually asked him, we said, what would you do if 15 minutes in, someone had a panic attack and they
because,
were like, I
yeah.
can't do it anymore.
Because this goes deep into the woods.
Yes.
Deep.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least it feels like it does.
Right.
And he said, yeah, we have ways to get
yeah.
to people, which I knew, but we were just like, but what if someone just dropped?
I know.
And like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But he said they have like their secret ways to get.
Yes.
To
and
everywhere.
He said there's like mandras throughout the
yes.
trail.
Which also, I love that you don't see them.
Uh-huh.
Because in other ones, like Horror Nights, you see the security as you walk through.
Yeah. But I also thought about that. I'm like, he said they have a couple of different mandras placed throughout the trail. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if they're like
actors.
Yeah.
They might be. They might be.
I feel like the actors. And
that's,
they, yeah.
I mean, even mm-hmm. better.
Yeah, exactly.
If your managers right. want to act too, that's,
mm-hmm.
you have some good workers.
Yep. But I legitimately don't think I can get myself to walk through this
no.
trail by myself. And especially that one facade. Like, I would not be able to get myself to go through it.
I would run. I would walk so fast.
Even though I already did it.
Right.
And I made it through. And I know what to expect. I still could not
but
get myself to do it.
But that always gives me like the
yeah.
creeps.
No.
Like those kind of things.
I know.
But that, it was just perfectly done.
It's unbelievable how scary
yeah.
it is.
I'm telling you, you go there. I want people to go during the day, enjoy their day. It's a wonderful farm with wonderful people. You will not run into one worker there that is not the most pleasant person you
No, and during
to.
The day, you will not be scared at all.
No,
there's
no.
zero
but
scariness. Uh-huh.
But that's why I want you to go during the day. Enjoy everything they have to offer during the day. Then go back at night and see what sick, twisted minds these people, these beautiful people
yeah.
have that they put into this wonderful haunt.
And they are the nicest people, Frank.
They are. I'm
and
telling you, like,
and
they,
Gracie and all of them, like, legitimately. So, like, Frank's brother, I forget what his name was. You remember his name?
Us.
Yeah,
I think I do, but I don't want to say the wrong
okay.
name. And I'm going to be so mad if it's the right name.
That's
but
funny.
I don't want to say it and it's incorrect.
All right. So, what do you think it starts with?
R.
Okay. Maybe now that you say
right?
it. Right? Yeah.
I do association.
Yes.
So,
okay.
I think that's.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
But I don't want to say it just in
yeah.
case. So, Frank's brother. We'll just go with that. He did all
yes,
the music.
I think you're right. Yes.
So, yeah. got to give mm-hmm. him credit.
Yeah. And why I think, kind of what I touched upon earlier, this is so great is because it's legitimately a roller coaster ride of like
yeah.
ups
yeah.
and downs. And it's like, okay, the slow part. And now it's taking a turn and it stops for a minute
mm-hmm.
and then it goes
this
and there's
was,
a big hill. And
yeah.
yeah, it's like it gives you time to like it's not just rah, 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 rah,
no.
rah around every turn, every corner,
which
every step.
I cannot.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So if you've listened to any of our other episodes about haunts, I hate when specifically girls because of the way they scream, but when people, just girls or guys or whoever, just scream at the top of their lungs in your face, I don't find it scary. I find it more annoying. It's like, there's no need. Go be creepy. But if you want to scream, it's fine. But do it at a distance. There's no
right.
need.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a fan of chainsaws. I think they're overused.
yeah.
But if they're used correctly
mm-hmm.
in the right scene, then
yeah.
I will not kill it.
right. So, yeah, I don't know. Anything else you want to say about the Woods Have Eyes?
Oh, I feel like I do. I feel like there's so much I want to say. Well, there was one part. And I kind of said it earlier, but I didn't like make it like specific.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one part, there was a girl and she just stood there and she kind of gave us like a smile. We were kind of like waiting for her to say something. We would think that's what, you know, like most actors always want to say something.
Yes.
And she didn't. She didn't say anything. And she was in like a long black like cloak kind of thing, cape.
Okay.
Just so if they could put a face to her.
And it made it so much better.
And she just watched us walk past her. And she turned and she, you know, was facing us and just watched us until she couldn't see us anymore. Until we like turned off or whatever it was. And I just kept turning back and I'm like, yo, if she starts walking towards us. And the anxiety I was getting of her not doing anything.
It's so funny.
Was so much scarier than if she would have screamed or if she would have said anything or please help or whatever, anything.
Of course.
Just her not doing anything. It's like you're waiting for the something and it doesn't come. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that made it even scarier, if that makes sense.
And you mentioned this earlier too, like it's so scary being in these woods and you're at like a long straight walk.
Yeah.
And there's just somebody or something like standing at the end of it.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, oh, we got to go to that right now. I don't want to go.
I'm like, come Why? On.
Come uh-huh.
On.
Uh-huh.
The best though is when you do that and it's not even, it's like a prop.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah. It's like a scarecrow.
Couple times. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Not the, I don't know if they had scarecrows. I was just
saying. No, just in anyone. Yeah,
uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Oh,
but it's definitely, and we actually asked Frank, like, where did you come up with this? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's not a fan of horror movies. And I'm like, I literally beelined to him after, because we did this first, this one.
Right.
And I beelined straight up to him and I'm like, okay. I was like, you don't like horror movies? He was like, no. He's like, I just put together what I thought would scare people.
Oh my goodness.
Like, and I'm like,
He doesn't realize how scary it is.
No, he doesn't.
That's the problem. That's his problem. He doesn't realize.
That's his problem.
He doesn't realize how scary this is.
Yeah.
And man, I don't know. Just it's to me, it's so perfect because it's so scary. And the thing about Oasis is that it doesn't have all your flashy bells and whistles and this and that. And
1,000 chainsaws.
Yeah. And those big lights that shoot up to the sky, like, look at me, like, look at
come
us.
Come here.
Yeah, exactly. And big billboards with arrows, and it's just...
Mm-hmm. The Beetlejuice sign.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
No, but what they do is so creepy, so scary, and the less is more aspect is hasn't been done better anywhere else.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
No.
Because you know what it is? People want to do less is more, but they can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll just have you scream, or we'll just have you say this, or
yes.
And the actors that are in there are wonderful. I don't have a bad thing to say about any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because I always have bad things to say about some of the actors.
Yeah. But he doesn't rely on the big animatronics to, you know, impress.
Right. Yes.
Impress you with scares.
Different side of things. And it's so well done.
Yeah.
I just can't say it enough. I really, if I could push any haunt this season, this is the one I'm going to push.
Yeah. If you want to be legitimately scared.
Yes, because...
If that's your thing, but other people... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you're not looking to be like legitimately like scared. There were, and again, I do not get scared easy at haunts. There were times after a certain scene we went through, I was like, oh man, I hope I have a minute because I kind of need to like breathe.
Mm. But then they give you that minute.
I know.
Yeah.
And then you finally like breathe and you're like, oh crap, here we go again, you know? And it's just, it's good. So if you want to be scared, if you are someone who goes to a haunt just to have fun and to, you know, laugh as things happen and, you know, maybe get a little scared, to be honest, I don't think it's for you.
No. And listen, we love that too. Yeah. I love going to haunts and I love, you know, they have, like a clown house and the clowns are, you know, making jokes and clowning around. Exactly. And, you know, I like that too. That's fun.
Good pun.
But yeah, but I also want to get scared.
Yes.
And that's what I go to these haunts for.
Right.
And nothing has scared me like Oasis has.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Honestly, go spend a day.
Yeah. Yes.
Go spend a day. Yes. And then you can leave if you want to go get lunch somewhere. Mm-hmm. We went to Cracker Barrel.
We did,
and then go back at night.
We
and
did
enjoy what they have to offer.
Cracker, I think it was like 11 minutes away.
Yeah, I remember because the girls were really hungry.
Yeah,
and I would have remembered them screaming.
Right,
but
so all right, and that brings us to Blackout.
Yes,
but before I went to Blackout, and after I went to the Woods Have Eyes, I stopped at their very nice bathrooms.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yes.
They are not porta potties. They are, and again, I feel like they built this building.
They did.
Inside of a building.
Yes.
You go in and there's...
It's actually like, I'm sorry, but it's inside like a greenhouse.
A greenhouse. Yeah. Yes, I thought that. And then inside of this greenhouse is not stalls. It's like, I want to say three bathrooms.
Four.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Four bathrooms. Like, listen, that's big for us.
It is.
And
it
it's
is.
Like every single one has a, you know, obviously a toilet, mm-hmm. a sink, like everything, a mirror. It has the hold. And I know it sounds silly to talk about this, but if you think about other haunts you go to and you have to use a porta potty.
Yeah.
I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I actually don't use porta potties. I can't. I mean, people have, I'm not like against them.
No, but
it's very nice to have a clean bathroom to go instead.
With a sink and everything, all that stuff. Yeah. So, all right. So, and after that, we went to Blackout.
Yeah.
And this year's theme of Blackout was Saw. So, the Saw movies, the Saw franchise.
Yes, which we love.
Yes. One of my favorite franchises out there.
Me too.
Nightmare on Elm Street, number one. Purge.
I have to think about that.
Number two and Saw number three.
See, for me...
Those are my top three.
Like, Freddy is my number one horror
fan. Mm-hmm. But those three are my top three. And then, I know, obviously, like...
Scream's pretty good.
Yeah, Scream. Okay.
Scream's up there.
So those might be my Mount
Rushmore. Because I grew up with it, too.
No. I agree, yeah. And, of course, is obviously Halloween and is Friday 13th and is all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think those are my top... I think that's my Mount Rushmore.
Saw was just... a whole nother ball game when it first came out. That first movie, it was like, wait, what?
It was a game changer.
Literally.
Yeah. And
look at you with the puns tonight.
If you want to play a game, go see that first one.
Damn.
Yeah. That's what Oasis does to me.
Did anyone ever tell you should...
write a book?
Make, like...
about
be on radio or a podcast or something?
No, I never tried it. Never have.
Yeah.
Are you saying you have the face for radio?
I was like, how do I say that without saying that?
So, yeah.
So that's the theme of Blackout.
Saw themed. Mm-hmm. And years passed, he did have a Saw escape room.
Yes.
And due to COVID, that, you know, kind of...
It's tough. Yeah. Escape rooms, it's hard. Yeah.
It's hard to come back from that if you wanted to. And
right.
Obviously, other places do.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah. But, you know, Ace is stuck with their...
Yeah, their farm, you know, that and their haunts, which I'm glad.
So he moved his Saw escape room props into the Blackout.
Yes.
Theme.
He pretty much moved the escape room rooms to the beginning of Blackout.
Yes. So that's how it starts.
Yeah.
It's a Saw-themed walkthrough.
Yes.
In the pitch black.
Yes. Which was, so I hit. It's weird. I hate, but I also love because I'm afraid of it, and that's the point. But I hate the dark.
Yeah.
If at night, if I have to get up, I'm turning every light on, or I'm using a flashlight or whatever it is. I'm just not a fan. So this one definitely, they gave you, so before you went, they gave you a glow stick, like a glow stick bracelet, but open.
Yeah.
And that was your only form of light.
And it's amazing how much light
this actually gave off. Because you kept taking it from me and putting it in your pocket.
I did, because every now and then, I don't know, it's fun to just not illuminate where you're walking to.
It's like when we're driving to a haunt and it's like the really scary route.
Yeah.
Because it's always like, for some reason, all haunts, when you get like 4 minutes away, it's like the scariest road you've ever been on ever. And you'll like come to a stop and shut your lights off.
Yeah.
If there's no other cars around,
yes,
of course.
And then we'll be next to a cornstalk field.
A cornfield, yeah. Cornfield.
And you'll hear children in the cornfield say, come play in
help
here.
Me.
And
help come me. Help me.
Oh, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't like that movie. It's too scary. It's too realistic.
Too realistic.
It's too real for me.
That movie is a strange movie.
Yeah, it sure is.
But anyway.
It sure is. Yeah.
So the darkness.
Yeah. Blackout.
I'm not a fan.
Of darkness?
Of darkness.
Okay. Yes,
of the dark.
Yes.
I'm a very big fan of this Blackout walkthrough.
Yeah. So this was, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes walkthrough.
I would say like 15 minutes.
15? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I would definitely say 15 minutes.
15?
And we walked slow because I'm tiptoeing.
Yeah.
And every time you took her from me, I would be like, okay, stop. And I couldn't keep going. And then I kept walking into things.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because there wasn't, you know, because usually the ones that are so dark don't have much around because you're in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the one thing that was actually there, I kept tripping over.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a person.
But that, I guess, was due to me because I kept taking the glow stick away from you.
I know.
So my bad. I'll take the blame on that one.
Okay, fine. Good.
So like we said, the beginning of this blackout was Saw.
Yeah, so you rooms. Walk in and it's literally like you're in.
Mm-hmm. Jigsaw's like a
layer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then you're in like a room where mm-hmm. he tortures people. And we literally were standing there and we were just like looking at everything.
Yes.
And taking it all in. And then we're like, all right, we should probably continue.
Yes.
After like a minute or two. But we were, it's so crazy that it looks exactly like you're in the movie Saw. It was really good. And again, I don't know if they built that, which I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good.
Right. Up until the point where you hit the pitch black.
Yeah.
And then you can't see anything.
I would say I closed my eyes, but that would, I mean, it wouldn't even matter. Really, yeah.
Yeah. So now you have to navigate yourself through this, I guess, like maze mm-hmm. that's indoor. Well, it's crazy because the other thing is that it's all outdoors.
Right.
But
right.
they built this like.
And it's crazy because it's not even like, oh, they built a building. They built this whatever kind of structure. And it's not even like, how do I explain? So all of it isn't even like solid wall.
Mm.
But when I tell you, you can't see your hands. If you're touching your nose, you can't see your hands.
Yeah. So it's crazy how it's outdoors, but it's like they built this thing and it's pitch black.
Yeah. It's like you
would think you're indoors.
It's yeah. It's like you're in the basement of a building and all the lights are out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So you have to navigate your way through this with just the glow stick.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout it, there's scatters.
Yes.
And there's animatronics.
Yes.
And there's flashing lights that just,
and Jigsaw's, you know, coming for you.
Yeah, out of nowhere just hits you. And then the lights go back out and it's pitch black. And they had the audio of Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That was cool, of course.
Talking and, yeah, mm-hmm. So it was so scary. Again, like back to back.
There's really no other way to put it. It's funny because I think we asked each other, like, which one would we say is scarier.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But then we were like, okay, so which one would you be less likely to walk through on your own?
Yeah.
And we both said The Woods Have Eyes.
Yes.
But I think it's more of just the being out in this open woods alone. And, yeah. You know, that whole aspect of it.
Just the atmosphere of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a different kind of atmosphere. So mm-hmm. I think that's what did it. But Blackout has that, oh my goodness, is there a person right here and I don't know it?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to walk into? Am I going to touch anything?
Yeah. So, yeah, those are their two haunted attractions. And I do hate that we've been to haunts where it's like 10 different haunted attractions and it's like one walkthrough.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, because you changed a room to a different theme, you're saying that's right. an attraction.
I cannot stand that.
Yeah, and we've been to those, but this is legitimately two totally separate attractions that you walk through.
Yeah.
So that's nice. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I don't know. It's great because you get all of that. Plus you get the food trucks.
Yeah.
Plus you get, they had, what is it? The wood fire barrel.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had like the big barrels and they had wood burning in it. And so if it's freezing out, which October does get a mm-hmm. little chilly, you can go and warm up, which I did, even though it wasn't that cool out, but I still just like the
like
the vibe.
Uh-huh. You know? And they have the store where you can buy your donuts, and they have the trucks where you can buy the waffles and the slushies, and mm-hmm. they have a lot of good stuff for you to just
really do. There's a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
And I saw, so I don't know if you saw it in the back, but there were like picnic tables too.
Yes, I did. I saw that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah.
That's where me and the girls waited when you were going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Before we went on the slide and the zip line.
Yeah. And they have a big Jack skeleton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which the girls call, we say, who is that? I say, Halloween.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the Halloween movie. Even though they watch 1,000 different Halloween things.
Right.
That's the Halloween movie. So they love that. It's funny, when we went at night and I saw it, I was like, oh man, they're going to go nuts for that.
So, all right, should we do it?
Let's do it.
It's not going to be an easy one.
No, it's
but
not.
But we got to do it.
Up until this second, I really don't know which, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but you want to introduce it?
Yeah, sure. So if this is your first time listening, every Haunted House episode, we do a segment called Keep It or Kill It. And we have to pick two things. We have to pick one thing that 1,000% needs to be kept. And then we have to, whether we like it or not, pick something that we want to kill.
Yes.
Whether we want to or not, we have to pick something to kill.
Yes.
And this was probably, the hardest one that I've ever done. And I'm actually, it's funny, I thought of it, but as we were recording this just now, I'm like, huh, I can't, I don't even think I could kill this.
Really?
Because it's your fault.
Oh, right. Okay, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Now that you said it, because you yelled at me that night because of it.
Yes, I had a freaking, yeah. I kept walking in. Okay, so I'm just going to say my first kill.
All right, so, all right, you going with kill?
Yeah, let's just,
okay.
I'll get the kill over with.
All right.
My kill initially was that there was like barrels kind of, and I think the scare actors were like hide behind them in the blackout one. There were barrels, and I kept walking. Well, okay, I walked into two.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they were everywhere. I don't even know if there might only been two. I have no idea. But when I'm thinking, literally for days, I think it was like 3 days. I'm like, no, more, 5 days. I'm like, what am I going to kill? Like, I really don't know. And I was trying so hard. I'm like, well, what was the floor like? Like, I'm trying to think of any little thing. Mm. And I thought of that. But now that we're talking, I'm like, wait, if I had my damn glow stick in those moments, I wouldn't have done that. And that's the point of the glow stick.
You would have seen the barrels.
So I'm killing you.
Okay.
I'll kill the barrels. But yeah.
Okay.
Really, it's just a cop out. I'm going to kill you instead.
There you go. So yeah, so the blackout had barrels throughout the walkthrough, but realistically, I don't know how many there were. No, yeah, but they were very easily seen with the glow stick. But I just kept grabbing the glow stick and hiding it.
And if you weren't jumping like me, but I kept, see, you know what it is? I kept, when you would have the glow stick, I'd be like, give me it, give me it, give me it. And I would kind of be all, like, I don't know, flustered or what, and I would walk into it. So
all right, so that's your kill?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You.
So,
I've always wanted to kill you.
So I'm going to stick with the blackout one.
Okay.
And this is more of a change than a kill.
Talk about a cop out.
Which, no, we've done it before.
Yeah, we have. We have.
So this year's blackout was Sawthine. Mm-hmm. And it started so perfect with the first two rooms. So perfectly Saw-themed and just, you really felt like you were in a movie. And then walking throughout the blackout maze, the audio track was great. Mm-hmm. It was of Jigsaw and he's talking to you and he's kind of taunting you. And, you know, like, do you want to make out alive? The choice is yours. And just dropping all his vintage lines.
Yes.
And also, like we said, throughout the walkthrough, there were like animatronics that would just pop on to scare you.
Yes.
You know, as like a pop scare thing. And for me, I felt like it would have been cooler if these animatronics were built around like the Saw... What is it? The traps.
Yeah, like if one of them had that thing on its head or something. That cage on its head.
So that would have been cool. You know, like I would have almost changed animatronics to like...
Or even just put that animatronic in like one of the traps or
something. Yes.
Put that thing on its... Like I said, put that thing on its head.
Yeah, like the bad trap around its head or whatever. Okay,
yeah.
And also, I mean, there was one actor in there that he kept following us around.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was great. He got us like 4 times.
He had a shake weight.
He had a shake weight. Yes.
Yes.
It was funny.
And he kept finding us and he was like, I'm back. Uh-huh. And it was like the first time we saw him, we were like, he was just funny. But in a good way. Like, that's what, see, this one brings that like.
Yeah.
Not in your face, but a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I'm going to get into your face and scare you. Because you don't see me coming kind of thing,
right,
you know?
Right,
and you kind of have to be close because it's like...
So he was the aspect of like, we were able to laugh.
Yes.
But in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah, in a good way. But I did feel like maybe this guy actually had like the sore mask.
Oh, like the pig mask.
The pig mask, yeah. Or maybe at the end like see Jigsaw or something.
That
would
have been
cool. You know, little guy on a bicycle and whatever. So that's what I would have almost changed in that one. But it started perfectly. The audio was great. And the blackout maze was black. I mean, it's pitch black.
Yeah.
What more do you want from that?
I was scared.
But I just thought if the animatronics were in like one of his traps.
I could
traps,
see that though. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we had to pick something.
Yeah. Well, we got
to
kill something.
We had to find
something. We had to dig deep on that one.
Okay. So I have a lot of keeps.
Okay. So go
no,
for it.
No, but what I'm going to keep, and it technically has nothing to do with the haunts.
Okay.
But I just feel like I need to do this for all of my fall people out there. You gotta keep the apple cider slushy.
That's what you pick.
I'll pick something else.
Okay.
But I have to pick that. I have to. Come on. I don't know. I've never seen that before. I'm sure.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure other places have it. I'm sure. But I've never had it before.
No,
I've
we've been to a lot of places and
I
have
know.
Never seen that.
I've seen apple cider. I've seen they have it in the fridge, the apple cider bottles.
Yes. And like the hot apple cider.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I've never seen apple cider slushies. I'm like, what? That's such a good idea. And it was delicious. Right. And it wasn't too sweet. I don't like when drinks are too sweet. So I have to keep that. I have to just let that be known that it's worth ingesting.
All right. So my keep is the entire Woods Have Eyes walkthrough.
I mean, I agree.
No, the entire, like, do not change a thing. I know,
don't
thing.
Touch it.
Nothing. Nothing, nothing. From the actors to the things that were built to walk through, to the music, to the lighting, to the distance and space in between scares. Mm-hmm. Just every part of it was just, there's nothing that, and that's another thing, when because we ran a haunt.
Yes.
We worked in the haunt, we designed the haunt, we built the haunt. Mm-hmm. And at the end, I like to critique things and be like, oh, you know, we would have done it. Like, there's nothing I could have thought of that I would have added to this.
No.
There's
no
really
way.
Not. There's nothing that I would have been like.
The perfect amount of being scared, being freaked out, creepy. Like, it's the perfect amount of everything. It, like, sprinkles a little bit of every single thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't change anything.
And like I said, we knew we were safe because we're in a haunted attraction. But I was just so uneasy the entire time.
Well, that's what it is. Yes. And I feel like being uneasy is almost scarier because, like, when you go to a, you know, like a in-your-face type of haunt, you're scared because you're supposed to be scared.
Yes.
But I feel like you go into this thinking that's the kind of fear you're going to have, and you don't. You're freaked out.
Yeah.
And you're like, am I going to get actually murdered?
And also these other haunts, they have these conveyor belts of guests that
I'm so glad you said that.
Shovel through. And this, their throughput time is, you know, they make sure you're not going to run to other groups.
Yes. Well, they try their best because I'm sure people run.
Okay. Yes, yes. You know, I mean, obviously people go at different paces.
Yes. Like we like walking pretty slow through haunts. Because
we want to see all the details and everything.
But then there's other people who almost run.
Yeah.
So.
But they definitely set their put-through time at a good amount of time that more than likely, you know, you're really not going to bump into the group ahead of you unless you're legit running out of fear.
Right, right, right.
Which I'm sure people do. I
Me
sure
too.
Am.
Me too.
And the problem is we don't run out of fear. We like, we freeze. Yeah, we freeze out of fear.
No, no, no. Not we. You. I continue on.
Yeah.
You stop and I have to pull you. And I'm like, because I don't want to walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah. So I don't know. I love that aspect of like you legitimately feel like you're the only ones in those woods.
Yes, yes. And then it's crazy because when you go inside of these scenes, in certain points you're like, oh my God, I'm still in the woods.
Yes.
Because that's how
done
it is on the, on the inside. It's crazy.
Right, right, yep.
Just when you go inside these things, it's like you really do forget you're actually like outside in the woods. You think
it's
you're
insane.
Going into another room of a building. It's it's cool.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah.
They do it well, I gotta say.
Yeah. So I don't know anything else
about check
this
it out.
Like, yeah, there's a lot, but
just we have go to our social media, look at the post, look at the pictures, see what we're talking about, and go to their website, check it out. They do not overprice themselves, and it's worth every penny, to be honest.
Yeah. And the other crazy thing to me is that they are only open 10 days for the entire season.
Oh, man.
So they're open Fridays and Saturdays in October, then Sunday, October 29th, and then Saturday, November 4th is their last day.
Okay, yeah.
So they're open four Fridays, five Saturdays, and the Sunday before Halloween.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. But again, that goes back to the aspect of less is more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we've had some that literally are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like just every day, and they have one day off.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is it?
Overkill?
Kind of. It's like you want something more when there's not a lot of it. What is that called?
Yeah. Supply and demand?
Thank you. I could not. I'm like, what is it called?
Yeah.
But yes, it's the less there is, the more you want
exactly.
to go. So get there before and it's only going to get busier. That's why we try to go early in the season.
Yeah. When crowds a little on the lighter side,
which
as opposed to the week before Halloween when everyone wants to be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that's it. Make sure you get there. We will obviously link the website to this episode.
Yes.
So you could just get on that and check it out.
And get their donuts.
And get their donuts and their slushy.
Yes.
And next time we go, we'll get their waffles.
We will, yes.
Yeah. But this is a haunt that I could legitimately do over and over again. And I will, I don't know, I'll never feel fully comfortable no. walking through it. It's crazy. But in the best way possible,
though. You should work there 1 year and see if
yeah,
you feel the same way after.
I would love to work there.
Well, there you go.
Frank, I would love to.
Greg wants a job.
Frank, if you ever need help with anything over at Oasis, I would love
to. He would just have to walk through it during the day like 100 times just to be like warmed up to it.
Yeah. No, I know I would definitely be able to do it if I need to.
Right, of course. But
man, it's scary.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would for sure love to work there. Like anything that needs to be done, I think it's just
also, I mean, put aside how good the freaking walkthroughs are. They're just such nice people. And listen, we're not just saying that because we're saying it. We wouldn't even mention the people if they weren't.
Yeah.
You know,
no, right, nice. Right. Yes. They are
genuinely very, very nice people. And a good family. You could tell they're like a close family and we love that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So I'm like, this is it for me. Like this is the one. If anybody asks me what's the scariest haunt to go to?
Oasis. I'm with that. Yeah, I agree.
For sure. And again, there are other haunts that are flashier and more fun. And
there's also haunts that touch you and grab you.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Listen, there's all different themed haunts.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to go and do those, listen, they're great also. We love them. We love them all.
Yes.
We love the hayrides. We love all that stuff.
Yeah. But this is like straight up.
Listen. Pound for pound.
There you go.
Scariest haunt out there. And that's all I'm going to say.
I agree.
So quote me on that one.
I will put that in our description.
Pound for pound. Scariest haunt out there.
Got it.
Oasis. Island of Terror.
Yep.
That's it. That's how I'm ending this episode. On my end.
Okay, hit stop recording.
Okay, stop recording now. So anything else you want to say? Because I am done.
I think that's it. I think you said it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Frank and Nicole, and we do believe we know Frank's brother.
His name.
And Gracie and everybody else we came in contact with.
Yes, which there were other people too.
Yeah.
But we didn't get everybody's name.
Right. But thank you all so much for a great night and a great day.
And all the actors for being so perfect.
Yep. So we appreciate it and looking forward to getting back there. Mm-hmm. And one day maybe working there. Sign me up. I'm with it.
Look what I started.
Listen. We did it all in the business. We built it. We designed it. We acted in it. We ran it. We actor managed. We venue managed. We did it all.
We did the box office.
Yeah, you did the box office. Pretty much, yeah. We ran our own haunt for 3 years and venue managed in New York City, Manhattan, and we're ready, man. Sign us up.
You are so fun. What did I start? Frank, I'm sorry. He's going to now hound you to work for you.
No, I will not. But
wait, I work there, do I get to eat all the donuts that I want?
Sure, if you buy them all, you should work out that's your payment.
I will so work out that deal.
Instead of $15 an hour, you get 15 donuts an hour.
Oh my God, that's an amazing deal.
So there you go.
I don't
know how that really works out, but maybe it would. I don't know.
I'm with it.
You'd have to talk to Frank and Nicole about that.
The contract signed already.
Okay. But all right. Well, anything else?
No, that's it.
Let's end it here. Just get out to Oasis. You guys still have time this year.
Yes.
And go get scared because that's what Haunted House is all about.
Yep. And if you are looking for, which I feel like it's that time right now, if you're looking for a place to go and spend a day with the family and get some pumpkins and some good food and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, go check this out.
Exactly.
It's great for every age, but I feel like younger kids even more.
Yeah.
Because they have all these different things.
That whole playland area.
Oh my God, it's great.
And it's all included, free. So
can't wait to get back
there. Go do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we spent, what did we say? We had like 3 hours we were there.
Yes. Yes,
crazy.
I think we spent more time there during the day than we did at night.
Mm-hmm. And then Cracker Barrel, 10 minutes away.
That's right. Can't beat it.
So awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right. So please let us know if you've ever been there before, because there's so much more I want to say about it. I want to spoil it.
Yeah. But so, we want to talk about
it. Man, I would love to talk more about it. And get out there. Let them know we sent you. Yes. And let us know afterwards what you thought about it.
Yeah.
So, all right. I guess that's that.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Hit us up. We love hearing from you guys. And speaking of hitting us up on the socials, Patty, mm-hmm. what's up?
Yes, her teen works at the Waffle Truck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she has twins as well.
Yeah.
So how about that?
Right.
Yeah. So what's up, Patty? We appreciate
Thanks for reaching out. We always love hearing from everybody.
We sure do. So it makes us all worth it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's that. Until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.